Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gon' be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gon' be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 12, verse 18. That M period, A period, N period, acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News for those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Feel free to call 646-478-0944. I only have three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press 1. And also, if you're sending in any commercials or any music, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can always reach us through Sheriff Kilroy on Facebook. Also, you can reach us to Facebook, Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, and that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. I did not tell you all some of the things that's going on, so I'm going to let you know right now, because if you are looking for looking good home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen, remodel, flooring, tile and wood. That's 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. And on the web, it's LOOKINGGODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Almost didn't get all of that, but I fortunately did. Also, I need to let you all know the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley or Joseph Motley Jr. The Instagram page, definitely, I will say, you can always go through. Let's stick with none other than the Facebook page of Kent and Angelica. They're back on the air Wednesdays on NewstalkCleveland.com. Also, you could Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook for classic episodes. I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. Hot R&B and hip-hop producer, Emax the Image site. OPM Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. Will we get the actual Tannis in the house, in the building? Also, I need to tell people, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Also, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. They save me. Also, the webpage of thelogtv.com. Also, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, and a Twitter page of Alfred Porter, JR1. Also, I think the Twitter page of @GrandpaRapper1. My thing is, I appreciate everybody, and I do mean everybody, who is definitely on the phone line itself. That's an excellent thing. I appreciate you all for definitely tuning in to this program. So let me make this real happy and real easy for everybody involved. I'm going to take the time to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. It depends on how things placed. So, honorable mention, debuting, honorable mention. That means there are a lot of things in its place above it from 1 to 10. But debuting, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop, number 237 and other events. Ooh-wee. So when it comes down to those other events, I'm going to go straight there and read on what's going on with it so you'll know. Here's my thing. It is. Like they're trying to tell people what's going on with everything. And that's part of what I'm supposed to do is let you know. It's 1899 Main Classroom Building. I'm very thankful that, you know, where I'm trying to go on this is to let people know what's happening. And that's Saturday, May 6th, 2023. Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 145 to 6 p.m. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live, DJ Dollar Rock, tributes, and hip hop, plus Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop news, freestyle cipher, and more at Cleveland State University. The Africana Studies Department. And you will have so much free giveaways. Hey, new release coming up this Saturday. We'll let you all know more about it, but there's a new release coming from HGS and Sheriff Kilroy Music, a single from something that Sheriff Kilroy put out back in the past, but we have plenty of copies of material, courtesy of International Management's GMS Shakespeare. And my thing is also, the 155 to 255. It is the written exam. But this time it's a special focus. Instead of just a written exam, we will definitely have in the building Daughters of the Nile giveaways to people who've come there and earned those giveaways. So we'll have Solutions and Sound Bites, Burt Jennings Memories, like we said before, Daughters of the Nile Radio, from voiceofradio.com. Spitboxes documentary, DJ Dollar Rock, and much more. Dog Friendly from Akron, and more. Also, letting people know that we will be talking about the other event that we spotlighted, which was Seymour Avenue, but we'll get to that in a little while. Let me go to the basic line itself and give you the top 10, because you do definitely need to know the top 10. So let's go. Honorable mention was the Hip Hop Workshop, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 237, and other events. Number 10, debuting Cleveland Cut and Sew Manufacturing Company Grand Opening. That was on Saturday. Number 9, debuting Family Kindness Festival, which was held yesterday. Number 8, debuting Facebook Talk Show Podcast Social Gathering. Now, I know there are a lot of people who are probably saying, what is that? Well, this is what we're going to do for you right now, because we're giving you what's in the top 10. So I might as well let you all know what's happening and when, so that you can have some idea, because it debuted at number 8. And I think it's one of the best things happening that's going to get a lot of people involved. And it's that podcast social. As a matter of fact, as we pull it up for you all to tell what it be like and what's happening, so that you know, because it's the Talk Show Podcast Social Gathering. That's on Facebook. And it's happening at Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Center. May 5th, the guest will be members of East Cleveland City Council, super promoters, Dim Dukes, and, of course, the house band Love Offering, a talk show, podcast, and social gathering. Join us on Free Will Friday, and that's 7 to 9 p.m. And that's coming up at 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, 44104, Holy Trinity Culture Arts Center. So this ought to be a very interesting thing. The event is by the legend Michael Africa, so this ought to be very interesting how they do things. Number 7, debuting BWE Basketball Tournament for Young People, Westside Rec Center. That debuted at number 7. Number 6, debuting Facebook Seymour Avenue 10-year anniversary rally against violence and for reproductive rights. That is coming up way much sooner than later. As a matter of fact, I can tell you a little bit about it. 2207 Seymour Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, right off of West 25th. The duration will be about 2 hours. It starts at 12 noon. Please join us. Now, the contact for that is 216-659-0473. Please join us Saturday, May 6th, noon. And remember, the Seymour Avenue survivors that fight for women's rights and reproductive rights and against violence against women and children. Gina DeJesus' mother will be there speaking. There will be community members, activists, elected officials, and mothers of women and girls who have been raped and or murdered in Cleveland are among the speakers. It will be in Pure Women's Coalition, Cleveland Family Center for Missing Children and Adults, Women's March Cleveland, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Peace in the Hood, Rise Up for Abortion Rights, Young Mothers of Cleveland, the Laura Cowan Foundation, Carl Stokes Brigade, Black Women's Army, Protect Our Children's Safety Before and After School, Cleveland Domestic Violence and Child Advocacy Center, now dubbed the Journey Center for Safety and Healing, and ClevelandUrbanNews.com. We'll remember the abduction, decade-long rape, and escape of the Seymour Avenue victims from the wrath of convicted rapist Castro at an anniversary rally, and that'll be Saturday, May the 6th. Woo-wee, that was a lot to read, but at least it lets y'all know that we kind of do our best to make sure we let you know what's going on. Number 5 in our top 10, HJS Music, Rise and Fall, debut. It was a debut party last Friday, Red Lion Tattoo, and Cuts, Grey Goose, Remy, and it featured Suave, Gotti, Sheriff, Kilroy, Richie, Carl Lyle, many others. But the big music premiere is this Friday, 5/5/2023, Nerve DJ Network, among others, for the song Rise and Fall. Number 4, debuting Minority Health Month. Last Saturday, it was held the past Saturday for mostly children, others to come through. Number 3, debuting crime victims meeting that was last Saturday. Yvonne Pointer was a part of that. Number two, Facebook, moving up. It had a big jump, but not the biggest jump, but it moved up. Facebook, purpose in healing Black history or Black Women History Month. Brick House Wellness, and that was held at the, it was beautiful, beautiful. Brick House Wellness, Dolores Gray. If I'm not mistaken, it was at Midtown Tech. Carl Stokes Brigade President, BWA, Man in the Street, modeled. Even had my super partner, that BBW model I was paired with. Excellent, deserved that tier and that crown, but we'll get to that in just a little while. Personal assistant, they made beautiful entrance she made to the world. Black House Sound Music debut single from Nia Too Sexy, who was there to let people know about a special feature to hear her song. A lot of Black House Sound music was played. The Silver B song from Black House Sound. Sheriff did the song I Need a Queen performance. It was beautiful. You had T.J. Dow, judicial candidate. He even recited the Walk Like a Man song. That was excellent. Lady Gilmore, Gail Henderson. You had kings and queens in the building. Sheriff Kilroy began his 2023 50th year birthday tour for hip-hop. That event, Michelle Hartnick, Uma Dop, Brother Robert. Food was excellent. It was a powerful event. And the biggest jump, and it went to number one, Minority Men's Health Fair, which was last Thursday. News covered it. Crowds covered it. It was beautiful to see people come through. I got a chance to be there. Big brother Aaron pulled in my queen, Danielle. She made it out. It was beautiful to see people taking care of their health and taking care of that service. That's the number one big thing for the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Let's go to this 216-424 who's been waiting patiently. 216-424
Hello, hello,
you've been patient.
this is Bobby. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, King. Talk to me, man.
Loud and clear. What's going on, King? Peace, peace, peace.
You know,
man,
I'm just glad to talk to you, and I'm going to tell you why. Highly recommended. I'm going to go and say Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County founder, president, Jeff Mixon. He started saying, you all need to talk to, you all need to hear from Brother Bobby. You need to hear from this brother. You need to hear from him. And I said, okay. And then the next thing I know, the Art McCoy University Radio Show College of Common Sense had you on, and you said so many different things. This is what I'm going to do. I could ask all kind of silly questions, but it would be silly because I know you can give us the answers yourself. So with that being said, brother, give us a breakdown of your story, man. I'm going to sit back, pop up some popcorn, grab some butter pecan ice cream, and let you talk for yourself on this Monday. Talk to us, man. Who are you?
Man, that's awesome. I want this to feel like, you know, we're sitting in the living room just having a conversation. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Man, where do I even begin? Let's say, well, I'm from Cincinnati, born and raised, and how I made my way to Cuyahoga County, I got accepted into Kent State University. It was there I studied Black Studies, and I just got so opened up into, like, the world of, like, spirituality and, like, the different dynamics of, like, you know, Black people and the different cultures of, like, you know, the different degrees of different Black. You know, there are, like, so many of us, like, just all throughout the world. And, like, I was just so, like, amazed, and I just embraced it. And so much so that I was taking a class called Black Images, and in that class is where we learned all about, you know, the media perception and how we're depicted in, like, film and cinematography, How we're, you know, just pictured from like an entertainment kind of lens and just sort of like the history of that. And it was through that I actually came across Blog Talk Radio. One of my classmates. Yeah. So this is like literally a dream in the making, just being here on Blog Talk Radio. Like I don't know what I'm doing, but the universe, the ancestors, God, they attracted them, and they sent this blessing my way, and now here I'm just talking on Blog Talk Radio. I used to listen to Brother Panic and Blue, Miss Blue show on Blog Talk Radio back in the day. Yep, Brother Panic. Yep. Shout out to Brother Panic and Brother Bobby Hemmett, who kind of they were like my mentors, man, like from a distance. Like, you know, I had the opportunity of me and Brother Panic last summer. He had did a book signing for his newest work, and I just stayed with the message, stayed with the material, and I stayed connected with the community, stayed in the Cleveland area, did some travel here and there to Puerto Rico, to New York, Niagara Falls, Seneca Falls, doing just, you know, volunteering and community work, and just trying to like position myself to be in the capacity to just be a resource, a pillar to the community, because I had all of this, you know, drive that I have received and all this grooming just like through my family life. And I had like some strong familial values instilled in me growing up, and I was just wanted to pay it forward, just give it back. And, you know, I had sort of like this perception on life that I just wanted to, you know, every moment that I can and whoever I meet, just try to enhance and make their day. And so much so, that's how I got into like youth work and development. Here in Cleveland, there's a little bit of a rites of passage scene, an Afrocentric rites of passage scene. And through my research in undergrad at Kent State, I gravitated towards that body of knowledge, because here it was a system of recognition and honoring and just like, you know, culture and pride in your identity and who you are, that was like just kind of put together and like kind of packaged together and ready for us as a community to embrace it, because, you know, due to, you know, racism and, you know, all the different factors of that. That had a certain kind of impact on us as a culture and as a community. And I felt that, like, you know, Afrocentric rites of passage was somewhat of a framework of reality shift for us to kind of take a new lens at looking at our life and our situation, and also as a mechanism just to sort of help us just, you know, form our communities and help build our communities. And so I made it my passion, I made it my mission to read and study that area of knowledge, like, specifically, and just kind of like I'm still doing that to this day. And so much so that, like, I definitely apply the principles of rites of passage. They're sacred, not secret. So I would encourage, you know, anyone that's out there, if you know or I've heard of rites of passage or Afrocentric rites of passage, I would encourage you to, you know, either participate or get involved, or just kind of, you know, educate yourself on, you know, the different dynamics and how beneficial it can be.
Okay.
And wow. that's just one area of my life. So
I'm glad we got a chance to at least hear about rites of passage, because I know so many.
Golden Ciphers. I want to shout out to Golden Ciphers and Miss Hubbard, Pamela Hubbard, Brother Anthony Hubbard. You know, they're the ones who've been part of my maturation, my grooming into adulthood, me being a young man, me being a father. They've helped me and you know just taught me so many things. So I just wanted to give them their flowers.
Thank you for doing that, because we were blessed to have Pamela Hubbard on a couple of months ago to talk about the importance of Kwanzaa. And so they have done so many different things that now I'm beginning to see the 6 degrees of separation. So I'm excited, because if you don't mind, I would like to at least keep you on a couple of more minutes, because I need to ask you about being an entrepreneur? Talk to me.
Yes. Whoo. What did Jay-Z say? I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
There you go.
Oh,
man. Mm-hmm. And that is
true.
You
definitely have to have a certain. You have to have a certain characteristic and a certain mentality. I'm honest when I say that. Like, if you're not able to time manage and prioritize, and then also have like the faith behind like your works, I don't think you should be an entrepreneur. And I say that to say because it's gonna be days where it's gonna feel like, you know, like, oh my God, like there's so much I have to do in order to move the needle just a little bit. You know, you have to set up some calls with some people. You have to do some paperwork. You got to do some research into some policies and some certain litigations and, you know, making sure that, you know, you're within, you know, certain parameters and you're not, you know, going to get in trouble with the laws. And there's a lot along the way that is going to, like, you know, question your ethical character. And so you got to make sure you're steadfast and making sure that you're making, you know, ethical, moral decisions, you know, for yourself and for the service or product and the clientele that you're about to, you know, interact with. And I think, you know, that sometimes that starts with just knowledge of self, you know, knowing thyself. You know, how well do you know yourself? How well do you know the world around you? As an entrepreneur, is there a need that you see that you can provide, you know, a service that you can give back to the world? And that's just on this, like, philosophical tip. Now, on the actual practical and the application and just the day-to-day, you kind of just, you know, you make that how you kind of see fit. And it's kind of like, you know, for me, for example, I wake up and I try to prioritize everything that I know I'm going to get done in a day. You know, I have also a 9-to-5, and that supplements also my entrepreneurial spirit. And so
okay.
My 9-to-5 is actually working in the schools and doing like anti-violence and anti-bully prevention and just making sure that the youth are able to like focus on education and the staff and the teachers are able to focus on giving the education and not so focused on like, you know, behavioral things and stuff like that. And so, but throughout that, I'm doing construction, you know, like, you know, I mean, residential, I'm an independent contractor, just submitted a contract, like literally 15 minutes ago before I got on this call, was doing
okay.
Like all the research and the, you know, and that's what it's involved, you know, it's around the clock work in a sense of, you know, how passionate are you for, you know, the quality and the quantity, you know, what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, you know, is it going to breathe, how is it going to move, what it's going to do, like, you know, you are a project manager, you know, you have to make sure whatever it is that you're going to produce at the end, that every step of that process has been efficient, you know, you haven't skipped a beat.
Hold on a second. Oh, Jeff Mixon, you get the infamous shout-out for calling me on my personal phone line while I'm live on the air. Brother Jeff Mixon, you get that infamous shout-out. I will while we're on live at that 646-478-0944 phone number. So anyway, come back, Brother Bobby, and let us know what's going on.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so with the entrepreneurship, you know, it's just like I said, it's daily, you know, it's not no 9-to-5, it's 24/7. And you're somewhat looking for opportunities, you know. You don't approach the world, you don't go in the world as if like, you know, with a fear. You don't go into the world with fear. To be an entrepreneur, you gotta have courage. You face the world in the hopes that you might find something like a hunter. You know, like I'm waking up today and I know that I'm going to go after it. I gotta go after it. If I don't, I don't eat tonight. I don't, you know, my bills are not paid. You know, if you have a family, you know, you go let your family down. You know, if you depending on what's your why and what's that's connected to your entrepreneurial spirit is going to determine what kind of entrepreneur you're going to be. And I'm also like into networking because I feel like you don't grow as a business, as an entrepreneur, unless you don't network. You have to know what's out there. You know, you can't just be a silo, you know, an island of one. You have to see what's out there because, you know, there's new information. There's new people. There's new things being discovered, new things being said every day about what you're, you know, entrepreneurial about. And I just feel like, you know, as far as, like, the market analysis is important, you know, how much money is actually in your industry and how much can you realistically see yourself tapping in? Are you a little fish swimming in a big pond or, like, are you a little fish swimming in, like, you know, a small pond? Like, you know, so you have to be able to, like, you know, be realistic with yourself and see where you fall in all of that and then go after it. And you know it can get costly. That's why I say that 9-to-5. If you have it, I would use that 9-to-5 to help you fund your entrepreneurial ventures. You know, whatever your hobby is, if you can transform your hobby into an actual entrepreneurial venture, into an actual something, you know, kudos to you. I would take that leap. But then I will also say I would encourage coaching. And I will encourage you to also take advantage of your local, like, libraries. The librarians there, they're trained to help you search for grants. There's certain grants that are only available on library databases. So go back and get a library card. I encourage you all to get a library card and, you know, go back there and, you know, read and form those relationships with those librarians. They're still important. They're still needed in the community. And you know, because certain databases outside of the library access, you have to pay for them. So if you're looking to, like, save money in the long run and use that money in other areas, you know, do that.
You do.
I appreciate you.
Man, before we go to some of our other phone callers, I'm looking at about three others online. Can you give us, please, your contact information?
Yes. Once again, my name is Bobby Whipple, Robert Whipple. I'm here in Cleveland, Ohio. My contact information, cell phone number is 216-424-0256. That's 216-424-0256. I can also be reached via email at abconcrew@gmail.com. That's abconcleancrew@gmail.com. That's my construction/independent contractor company. I receive emails and also I can answer questions about anything not construction related as well, because I also do life coaching as well.
Because you said so much, we will bring you back on this program much sooner than later. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Cleveland State University's Department of Africana Studies, and we're very interested in the month of June, you basically coming through to our hip-hop workshop, final month of school and classes going on, and talking to people for around 10 to 12 minutes. So I just wanted to throw that out there and say, we have not heard the last from you, and we don't want to either. I look forward to networking and building with you. You said so much that I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you, and I look forward to doing that. I appreciate that.
No problem. As a matter of fact, see, man, I'm so thankful because next time we've got to get into the age when we talk about a young brother who is thorough in doing things. That's an excellent example right there. As I go to the 216-288 phone number, we're going to get to all of our phone callers, I promise you. 216-288, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful out here.
Wait, Is this Dontez Taylor?
I'm great. Yes, I am great. I am the person that's in charge of black on black, family to family, out here in our community. And I'm out here to stand up for our women, our children, everybody. And I'm out here going down to RTA fighting for our people on paratransit and on the big bus and everything else. I'm out here going down to city council to bring back reports that goes on at city council when some of the black on black can't get there. And
okay.
I'm working beside Charles E. Bibbs Senior, the man that knows a lot about politics. Not the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the mayor Charles E. Bibbs either I am talking about. I am talking about
right.
The real Charles E. Bibbs. They had a record shop. He's about to put me in charge of reporting back on the council people. And he told me that he needed me to put a committee mm-hmm. together, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to report back on these council people. And I'm
wow.
going to make sure that we keep them where there have to be accountable. All
okay.
seven of them be accountable out here in our community. Because I'm ready to take this to a new level. Because I am running for council in 2020-25. So get ready to find out
mm-hmm.
more and everything else. Because when I get out in the community and do stuff, my campaign manager is going to start taking film of this
mm-hmm.
and taking clips and put them together. So when we have our campaign kickoff party, we can show the community what I did in Ward 4 and in other places too. I go down to Columbus too, and I fight for everyone down to Ward 4 to Ward 17 to the suburbs and everything. I go down there to make sure that we get housing right, make sure we getting voters' rights right, and make sure we getting
mm-hmm.
transportation right, and other things that they're trying to snatch from us. Because they're trying to snatch a lot of stuff. They're trying to even try to snatch our health care
mm.
and everything else, trying to snatch our food stamps
mm-hmm.
and everything else. So we have to fight, and I go down there with these different groups to fight for our rights and make sure I have my test. If they want me to do a testimony, I get somebody to help me do write up a testimony and go down there and speak on this testimony too, so we can get more help out here. We have to fight. I am saying we have to fight hard for our stuff. And RTA, we need to make sure if anybody's going to RTA and giving them a proposal, don't give them the original copy. Give them a copy, because they can come back and say I lost it or something happened to it, and then you give another copy. You don't stop until they listen. I'm fighting that we need the 25W, 25B back, and we do it from east to west. I'm fighting that we need the 50 to go from east to west like it used to, not from
okay.
just east side, east to west. We need all these. Cause then whoever's coming from the east side would have to go downtown and transfer to another bus. They all they do is go straight there and straight back. They're still paying. They're still paying for to get there, and they're paying to get to the next destination. Why not? Why not stop this? They trying to play us, and they trying to and Key Bank think they gonna play us. We ain't gonna let them play us either. Told they ain't giving black businesses no loans, and they won't give us house loans, and they won't even give us a loan to buy a house or get no mortgage or nothing. We got to get out here and fight for our rights now, because they're snatching stuff from us right now.
You know, before we ask you if there are any events coming up, and before we go to our other phone callers, I just want to say that for those people who missed it, Dontez Taylor, you and Major Taps, your names were brought up on Cleveland Underground Music Radar, the Cleveland Street News. And the reason your name was brought up was that it said you and Major Taps had the heart of champions. Every time there's a written exam or anything like that, you all get in it. So with that being said, you have a heart of a champion. What events are going on?
On Saturday is the hip hop workshop I know about, and I'm gonna be in the written exam again. I'm coming to be in the written exam and try my best and try my hardest to win.
Okay.
I'm not stopping nowhere. And if there's anyone out there that knows any funding to start a full-fledged restaurant, you can call me at Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841. You can call me and we can link up and find out, because I have a full-fledged, already done business plan that's already ready to move. And if there's anybody out there that know where funding is, you can hit me up so I can know. But coming up, we have a big old barbecue sale. And the location has changed to 1741 Wayside, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, on Saturday, May 20th, 2023, at 12 to 7 p.m. We're going to rock it out. We're going to do what we do. We're going to raise this money for our organization, Black on Black, Family to Family. And we're going to raise some money for my big old gospel fest that's coming up. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And we're going to have a good time and everything else. And we hope that Black on Black Crime Incorporated, anybody that listens, come out and join us. We're going to have Al Forte there helping out a little bit. We're going to have Daniel Woods helping out a little bit. We got my girl helping out. We got some other people coming out to rock it out and have a good time. And we hope to see Cowboy out there too, grilling that grill and having a good time and bringing some grills and doing what we do and everything. And if anybody have any tables that we can borrow, just call Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841 so we can get the help that we need so we can make this a success and raise our goal. My goal is to raise $8,000.
Your goal is to raise $8,000.
Yes. My goal is to raise $8,000, and some of the proceeds will go to Black on Black, some of the proceeds will go to Family to Family, and some of the proceeds will go to help my gospel fest and everything else and other events that I do too out here. So we hope.
I got a couple more phone calls to go through, but go ahead to finish up.
And I thank you. And I thank Al Porter and and Daniel Woods for their help and support. And I thank Judy and Hector for opening up, and we do what we do. That's right. We need your help. We need all y'all to be on deck and make it happen like we want it to happen. We don't have beef and pork rib dinners. We have chicken dinners. We have Polish boy combos, and so much more is going to be there. So call me at 216-288-5841. Or call Cowboy or Monica at 216-534-9501. Or you can call Al Porter Jr. and get your orders in. We need to know by May 16th, we need to know our count so we can get all the stuff we need and everything else. And we have a big, come on out to the 21st Annual Gospel Exposure 2023 Revival, kicking off the Revival before we have our major concert for this anniversary. It's going to be right there.
Hello? Going once? Going twice? Going thrice? Yep, you're going to have to call back. Let me get to my other phone callers. 216-412, and hopefully he'll call back to finish up where the gospel revival will be. But 216-412, how you doing out there?
What's happening, everyone? This is Major Chops from Proprietor ENT. Just calling and talking to everyone.
All right. Everything is going along pretty well so far, but talk to me, man. What's happening with you?
What's awesome. Just here to give everybody a brief update.
I'm ready.
Let everybody know that this Friday is the Major Jam food drive. So anyone that's willing to show up, you know, come on out from 4 to 7 Friday. Bring some canned goods. We will have live performances. We will have grilled food. We will have lasagna to let everybody know that lasagna will be on sale for $10. So if you do bring canned goods, you will get a discount for lasagna for only $5. A lasagna meal for $5. So that's what we'll be doing. So come out, enjoy. Bring some face masks.
Okay.
Bring anything that can help, you know, what's going on with people that are in need of certain things, you know. So that's how we're doing that. Besides that, new music on the way. Looking forward to this week, and Proprietor going to just keep on striving, doing big things. Shout out to Dantes.
Yes.
2025 is about to be real big. So we're just going to keep on moving forward. That's all
I
got.
Congratulations. Before you leave, your name came up too as definitely having the heart of a champion and definitely showing what sportsmanship is all about. So we appreciate you, Major Taps, being recognized by CUMR and Cleveland Street News. Congratulations.
Man, thank you, man. It's very like, it's a privilege, and I appreciate it. It's been a long time. Like, everyone in life just just to, you know, understand my expressions when it comes to my passion, when it comes to this music thing. And I'm thankful and glad for everybody to realize that, you know. Never be a quitter. You know, quitters never win, and winners never quit. So with that being said,
peace and thank you. Man, we're going to get all our phone callers in, I promise. We got a couple more. Let's go to this 216-971 first. 216 with the 971. What's going on, family?
What's up, Brother Porter? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing excellent. I am, because we already know. Jeff Mixon, Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County. Everybody is talking about this true leader movement. Now, you can talk about whatever you want to. I just wanted to throw those things out.
You know what? I do want to talk about the true leader movement. I want to go back to, I was on your show twice this year, I believe, and at the first show I mentioned, I talked about having going on a spiritual journey, you know.
Right.
Every once in a while, I'll disappear for a little while, and, you know, the purpose of kind of pulling yourself away from people is to, you know, get God back at the center of your life. And I think we do that, but sometimes we really do need to block everything else out.
Mm-hmm. But okay.
But the spiritual journey wasn't like what I would expect from someone going on a spiritual journey. So I've been trying to figure out what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that just keeps coming to my mind is the word clarity. You know, somehow I feel, hopefully I'm right, that I'm seeing things more clearly. There is a situation going on with juvenile detention centers, and I just want to read the title of a few articles, and then I'll explain what we're going to be doing on Juneteenth. So the first article, the title is Federal Study Finds Increase in Allegations of Child Sexual Abuse by Staff in Juvenile Detention Centers. So the federal study finds an increase in allegations of child sexual abuse by staff in juvenile detention centers. And this is from the United States Department of Justice.
Wow.
March 16, 2016. Here's another title. Department of Justice ranks Ohio high for sexual victimization in juvenile detention centers. The third title is Never Okay. Sexual abuse persists in juvenile facilities despite years of reform. Title number four. Juvenile detention center staff who sexually victimize children face few legal sanctions, study says. And here is another article, Akron Beacon Journal. Ohio's juvenile prisoners report highest rate of sexual victimization in the nation. And the last one I want to report is it's a quote from me, but I'm paraphrasing one of your speakers at Black on Black Crime on April the 5th of this year. So it says, Sonya Sanders told Black on Black Crime Incorporated that at the juvenile detention center on Quincy Avenue, the correction officers know who the molesters are.
Right.
If a juvenile inmate gets smart with them, she explained, they'll arrange to have them put in a cell with one of the molesters. So that's me paraphrasing Sonya Sanders. And the reason that I wanted to start out like this is just to, you know, when we gather on Juneteenth, on Monday, June 19th of this year, from 8 to 10 p.m., it will be, it's called the Juneteenth Candlelight Vigil for our youth. And I just want people to just get some sort of understanding of what's been alleged to be happening in juvenile detention centers across the country, in Ohio, and right there at 9300 Quincy Avenue. And then we have to ask ourselves, since these articles have been published, even the Plain Dealer spoke about it, why don't our leaders ever talk about this issue? And I'll go a step further. It's not just that they don't talk about the issue, but if someone tries to talk about the issue,
right,
there won't be repercussions for the prison guards in there raping kids and, you know, coercing them to have sex with each other and other adults. There's no consequences for them, but there are consequences for people like me and you when we decide to speak about this. We know which party runs the Cuyahoga County, which party
right.
runs Cuyahoga County. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat from old. I'm a little bit disappointed with the new Democrats. But this is my challenge to the Democratic Party on this issue. Solve the problem. Don't try to solve the messenger. Don't spend all your time and effort trying to shut up the messenger. There's a party. There's a problem that needs to be solved. And this problem, it goes to the heart of the true leader movement, because in a true leader movement, true leaders follow God. And there's no way on earth God is cool with a party saying, hey, you know what? It's better for our party if we can just quietly let these kids continue to get raped and molested, because it will make us look bad if we brought it to someone's attention. They need to solve this problem. You know, they're going to give me a lot of heat, but I'm not going to shut up. You know,
right.
I'm challenging them to solve the problem and not try to shut up the messenger. Now, one of the reasons, and I'm going to end on this, one of the reasons why it's kind of difficult for them to attempt to solve this problem is because it's very likely that those members inside the prison who are molesting kids and forcing them to have sex with each other and other adults, it's a good chance that they belong to a union. If they do, we need to find out the name of the union, and we need to make it clear to the union, hey, it might be better for you to start trying to solve this problem quietly, you know, before the issue blows up. And I think
that's
the
right.
issue will blow up. But just getting back to the whole thing, Al, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed as a Democrat. If the approach that the Democratic Party is going to take is that it's in their best interest to be quiet and to shut everyone else up and let kids continue to get raped in order to protect their name, because you don't have a name to protect if that's how you feel. You know, I'm really, I know this is going to come to a head at some point, but I'm extremely
right.
disappointed, and I'm just, you know, I'm not going to be quiet about this.
We appreciate
so that's
you.
Monday, June 19th from 8 to 10 o'clock, the Juneteenth Candlelight Vigil for Youth. Please meet us at 90 Quincy Avenue, and let's demand some answers. And let's not take simple answers. We want transparency. We want to be able to make sure that whatever is going on stops, and we want the kids to have a voice so that if something's going on, they can tell us about it. I'm not exactly sure how we achieve that, but if we can get 100 people there or 200, it will help. Juneteenth, Monday, June 19th from 8 to 10 p.m.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the
All
call.
Right.
Truly the movement. Thanks again.
Yep. How are you doing, man? God bless.
You too. God bless. And even though I know this program is supposed to end at 10, we're going to get our last two phone callers in. So with that being said, let's go to that 216-727 first. And then the 216-347. But right now, 727, how you doing?
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Valenda, this is Brenda A. Farmer. As my colleagues will call me, Queen B. What's going on, everybody out there on this rainy night?
Yes, it is a rainy night.
Well, God bless each and every one of y'all. Remember, like every week I said, have a positive help one another and lift each other up and just lift each other up, you know, instead of getting on the phone talking about each other and talk and text and just help one another. And because there's a lot going on in the world, we lost three legacies this week, three of them: Jerry Springer, Harry Belafonte, mm-hmm. and I forgot the other person. And they said I was coming three. Just keep their families in prayer, okay? Just uplift them and keep them in prayer, because we don't know when death gonna knock at our door.
That's true.
We don't know when death gonna knock at our door. We gotta lift it. Just pray for one of each other instead of tearing each other down. And
Tim Bachman, April Stevens. Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
We lost a lot. We did.
Yeah, we lost a lot of legends. A lot of legends.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Belafonte, he was one of the activists that mm-hmm. marched with Martin Luther King.
Thank you.
All of us, he marched with him, Sidney Poitier. Elsa Kitt, the list go on. I remember this when I was a little girl. I seen it on television. They showed a documentary tonight of a documentary of Harry Belafonte, what he was involved with. He did a lot of stuff, y'all. He fought for us, for we have open opportunity to act, to sing. He did a lot for everybody. Comedian, singer, sports, just everybody. Baseball, basketball, football. He fought for some people that lost their jobs to get him another job when they lost that job.
Yep.
You know, he just did a lot. And we need to thank God for him. You know, he went on to heaven to be with the Lord now, and he just left a good legacy and spirit behind for us so we can talk about. You know, that was a good man. That was a good man. But we don't know the struggle that he had to go through, him and Sidney Poitier and all the rest. Sammy Davis Jr. The list go on and on, y'all. I'm telling you. They marched in Washington, got on airplanes and buses and trains to fight the freedom so we can be singing stars, acting stars, comedians, producers, songwriters, music producers, like I said, the list going on, so we can have the open opportunity. They did. They already have fought for us, so we can have that job opportunity to be just like them or better than them. And I thank God for them for doing that. But you know, we don't know the struggle what they had to go through, where they at. You know, back in the day, and for now, like the new comedians, legends. Steve Harvey, Daryl Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, all of them. We don't know what had to go on. We don't know what they had to go through, you know. But I thank God they did that, you know. We need to look. Sometimes we got to go back to the old and my, y'all. You know, the old-time religion, as the old folks would say, the old and my. We have to go dig up where we came from. And don't never forget where you came from, because you might have to go back where you came from. You know?
Right.
That's all I got to say. And
thanks.
I say it every week. I love everybody, and I don't have a heart in my bone. Peace out from Queen B, and I'll see you hear from you next Monday, God's willing. And have a blessed week and a blessed weekend. I'm out. God bless. Amen.
Amen. And since we had one more caller, we'll get you in real fast. It's 216-347. 216-347. How are you?
How you doing, Brother Al? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Talk to me.
So, I'm an ANC commissioner. We under the city council.
Okay.
The ANC commissioner in D.C. get paid $80,000 a year. Why is Cuyahoga County Democrat Party or Republican, either party, want y'all to volunteer? A ANC commissioner here we get paid. So why are they doing, I want y'all to volunteer for this? The mayor don't volunteer, or the people who are elected don't volunteer, city council don't volunteer. So why should they want y'all to volunteer to run for office? I forget the name of that office.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Who under the city council?
County council?
Yeah.
Or what are you...
So, you know how they got the... Oh, you need 25 signatures? Like, the precinct committee. Y'all precinct committee, they want you to volunteer. But we are AC commissioner in D.C. We can pay $80,000 a year.
Oh, like the county commissioners that we used to have. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. We get paid $80,000 a year. Why y'all volunteer for free? We're not working for slavery. They trying to bring us back to the what were they used to back in 1965, back in Dr. King days. So they need to do that. And I texted the governor of Ohio last week, and I brought him some questions. The first question I brought, the people who don't Social Security, SSI, some people who I know now get only $16 in food stamps. They can't make off of that. Okay? And I don't think the mayor of Cleveland should not be pointing the school board. I think the voters should point them. We pay their salary. Why can't we have a voice at the table? Why you got to bring somebody out of state don't I know nothing about Cleveland public schools? Why don't you have somebody who's an educator to be on our school board?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the mayor should never have appoint no CEO. Yeah, like he appointed the CEO of RTA. You know where he pointed that. So if he should not be appointing no CEO of the Cleveland Public School, I think the voters, if we vote for president, U.S. Senate, House Representative, I think the CEO of the school should be put on the ballot and voted for. They should run for the office. I don't think the mayor should have a power to appoint no one to no school board. No, I think. Right, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. And this is the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. Thank you, Brother Al.
Right. I thank you for being vigilant. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your evening. This has been one of those particular nights that I feel very empowered. I will talk to you all. You all can now network with each other. That is what is important. Appreciate it. Peace.